are splitting up right now as we will start our next 2 weeks of single game coverage with action with the girls first. The girls are at Wichita Independent here tonight. Good evening, everyone, from the Independent High School on the east side of Wichita with studio engineer Connie Osario. I'm Dylan Sherwood. Welcome into the RV Doc pregame show. Well, Emporia High, a little bit of good confidence on Friday night with that first half they had at Washburn Rural. Still fell 55-24. Lady Spartans still looking for that first win of the season and a good opportunity here tonight on the road. And they're going to play a Wichita Independent team that's 1-7 on the season. They were the defending 2A state champions. We'll go over more on that here in a little bit. As Independent 1-7 on the season, and their only win coming back in December, and they played a little over 24 hours ago against Hayes in this gym. So it's Emporia High and Independent coming up here in about 15 minutes. Coming up, a preview of tonight's game, but first a visit with Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Taylor Scott. This is the RV Doc pregame show. You're listening to Emporia High Lady Spartan basketball on KVOE, kvoe.com/listen, and via the Odyssey app.
This is the RV Doc pregame show. It's time for Dylan's pregame talk with Coach Taylor Scott. Brought to you by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person, not an account number.
There's never been a better time to be a member of a credit union. The Credit Union of Emporia can help you get the most for your money with lower fees, better rates, and always personalized service. Whether you need a home loan, car loan, or you've been saving for something special, the team at the Credit Union of Emporia is here for you. Stop by 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall, federally insured by the NCUA.
Tonight, the Emporia High Lady Spartans back on the road and making a trip down to Wichita to take on Wichita Independent. Joined now by Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Taylor Scott. And coach, we talked about it in Area Coach's Corner earlier today about the first half at Washburn Rural. You know, start out 8-0 and, you know, it's 10-6 going into the second, and then you get an 8-point lead before Washburn Rural sent a message after Coach Kevin Bordewick took four of his five starters out, but there's a lot of confidence from your bunch knowing they can compete with some of these top teams.
Absolutely. It was just really great for them to see that, you know, when we do those things that we harp on them during practice about, they can be successful. And I know that's easier said than done. We ask a lot of them, but, you know, at the end of the day, they found a really solid 8-minute stretch where they competed and they played really, really well together, which is great for their confidence.
Couple of standouts from Friday night at Washburn Rural. Jada Geary now with a career high 8. And Adea Hefner, she was really good inside and kind of just had a flip of a switch and just went to work down there offensively. And of course, it was good to have Macy Davis back in the lineup after missing the Hayes game.
Yeah, we had a lot of kids really step up and fill in the roles that we've kind of been talking about during practice really well. Adea stepping up offensively was really big for us. Jade knocking down some shots was huge for her confidence. Macy hitting the boards. Sydney defensively. We just had so many kids that came in and contributed and just really did their job to the best of their ability.
It had to be nice to come in and know you had a little bit of practice time to gear up for tonight, and of course practicing yesterday morning. How did things go as you get ready for Independent? Because originally on the schedule this was going to be a one game week, but that's not the case with the makeup with Hayden coming up on Friday.
Oh, we had a good practice today. You know, they're excited that they put together that string of minutes that were really solid. And we talk about just building just a little bit each and every day. And so now they're excited to go out and, you know, beyond just 8 minutes, stretch it out a little bit further. And we've really talked about being the one to, you know, hit somebody in the mouth first instead of getting hit in the mouth first. So they're excited to go out and try to do that against Independent.
And you mentioned this in Area Coach's Corner as well, as you really like the defense from Sydney Beheimer, and she's kind of that energizer bunny for you guys.
She is. She really, really takes pride in her defense. You know, we're really looking forward to her getting some more confidence offensively, but just the fact that she's able to go in there and she takes pride in, I'm going to stop that girl, you know, she's starting to develop into that girl for us. We always look to have a stopper defensively, and she's really kind of trying to step into that role, and I'm really proud of her for that because it's not an easy job.
Visiting with Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Taylor Scott here on the RV Dog pregame show. Lady Spartans and Wichita Independent tonight from Wichita, and we'll talk about Independent when we come back. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
There's never been a better time to be a member of a credit union. The Credit Union of Emporia can help you get the most for your money with lower fees, better rates, and always personalized service. Whether you need a home loan, car loan, or you've been saving for something special, the team at the Credit Union of Emporia is here for you. Stop by 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We continue our conversation with Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Taylor Scott here on the RV Doc pregame show. Lady Spartans still searching for that first win, and here's an opportunity against a Independent team that has one win on the season. Coach, you know, they played Opie earlier this season in Yates Center. Their only win is over Sedan, and when Emporia High and Independent signed contracts for this two-game home-and-home for the next couple of years. Independent had recently had some success winning a state championship in 2A, a completely new bunch for Independent. And I know you haven't really seen much from them, but, you know, you were able to inherit a roster. But they have a lot of seniors, but, you know, this is going to be a game where you're going to have to learn a lot about them in a hurry.
Yeah, and, you know, they also are going to play a zone against us, and we don't have a ton of experience playing against zones because we don't have a lot of teams in our league that play a zone. So it'll be a different little change of pace for us, but we're looking forward to the challenge.
And, Coach, here's another thing. Independent's going to be coming off facing Hayes, and because they had to make up their Hayes doubleheader as well here yesterday. So, I mean, is a little bit of rest going to maybe be a little advantage here?
Maybe. I know, you know, they don't have a ton of girls on their roster, so that might play a little bit of a factor, but we really just got to worry about ourselves and worry about we have to come out strong and we have to come out with a lot of energy and control what we can control.
How do you feel like you want to try to attack their zone here tonight?
You know, we've worked a lot out of our zone offense. We repped it a lot during practice. And so, obviously, if we can beat the zone down the court, that's kind of the direction that we would like to go. But otherwise, we've got kind of a game plan set up, and we're going to look to crash those offensive boards pretty hard, too.
Is that kind of your key emphasis? I know getting a win, and it would be your first career win as a high school head coach, that rebounding and attacking the zone, is that kind of your emphasis if you guys want to get in the win column here?
Yeah, rebounding is definitely always one of our emphasis, but also limiting our turnovers as well. We've talked about, you know, while we might want to be pushing that ball up the floor, it's got to be under control. So we want it to be our tempo, but we want it to be in a way that we're not turning the ball over and getting a little bit helter-skelter out there. So just that consistency, that rebounding, and those limiting turnovers are our big keys.
And also, you got to find a way to produce some energy here tonight on the road.
Yeah, that's always going to play a little bit of a factor as well. Luckily, when you've got kids like Sydney Beheimer, they bring a little bit of energy for you. So we look forward to her doing that for us.
So how can Sydney bring her energy and kind of have everyone just build off of it? Because, I mean, you know, when you have an Energizer bunny like Sydney, like we mentioned in our first segment, you know, energy's got to carry all around because – you never know when that leads to success.
Yeah, for sure. She really just brings it with her defense, her defensive presence, and her communication. You know, she's great about encouraging her teammates as well, but just her getting it done on the defensive end of the floor really motivates everybody to step up and get those stops and take care of the ball as well.
I'll probably ask you this in post-game, pending this result, but what would it mean for this group that's been working so hard in the off-season and here in this first month and a half to finally get in the win column? I think it would be very huge for this young bunch.
Oh, so huge. I want it for them so bad. You know, we talk about we expect them to come in and we expect them to try hard and we expect them to do those little things, obviously. But it's one thing saying that, and it's another one to be the kids that are coming in every single day and busting their butt every single day. You know, there's a lot of kids out there that we're a big school and we're not a big team. There's a lot of kids out there that aren't out here doing that same thing that these girls are doing. And just the fact that they show up every day and they come back for more and they look to get just a little bit better each day, I just want that win for them so bad so that they can have that little taste of success.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck here tonight with Independent. Talk to you after the game.
Thank you.
That's Emporia High Lady Spartan Coach Taylor Scott joining us here on the RV Doc pregame show. We'll take a break and I'll be back with more. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
This has been the Taylor Scott Show, brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person, not an account number. Up next, a breakdown of tonight's matchup as the RV Doc pregame show continues. This is Emporia High Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pete Euler. For great service and great rates, see State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. By Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197. And by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities.
Do you need some updates or just some loving care for your RV or fifth wheel? Well, let the RV Doc handle your RV service and repair. They'll keep your RV's heating, air, plumbing, and electrical in top working order. The staff has the background and knowledge to do the job quickly and efficiently. They're also the folks to call for wiring and hitches for those trailers and fifth wheels. So if you've got a trip in your plans, call the RV Doc at 342-0702. The doctor is in, the doctor is operating. The RV Doc, 618 Industrial in Emporia.
KVOE, live and local.
Welcome back to Wichita Independent. We're about 4 minutes away from our game here tonight from Wichita Independent. As I mentioned, Emporia High searching for that first win for Coach Taylor Scott. Wichita Independent also with a first-year coach and Taylor Myers. She was an assistant last year for the 2A state champions, the Independent Lady Panthers. They only returned two, Marissa Malcolm and Chelsea Del Miro. They had a couple of kids transfer out, and one is Zoe Buckner Franklin, who's playing at Cave and Mount Carmel, is making a name. So only two returners from a state championship team, and their coach, E.J. Gaines, from last year. Taylor Myers was an assistant under E.J. Gaines last year here at Independent, but he moved on to Wichita North. 6A big boy City League ball. So it's going to be an interesting one here as Independent looking for its second win of the season, while the Black and Red look for that elusive first win of the season, and be pretty huge to get it here and get some confidence heading into a two-game week after, or with another game this weekend against Hayden Friday night at Spartan Gymnasium. Real quickly, got to thank John North for providing transportation down here to Wichita. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, see the staff at John North Ford. Great deal better on West Highway 50. Well, I got to tell you this. My key to the game, how does Emporia High attack this Panther zone? Because that's going to be key. And you heard what Coach Scott had to say to me in pregame. But, again, here's an opportunity for this team to figure out some ways and play the style of basketball that they want. And another thing, Emporia High will be without the services of Adea Hefner tonight. No word on that. Coach Scott texted me the starting lineup this morning, and Adea is here, I will say that, but is not in uniform. So Emporia High without their 6-foot senior. So Ryan, it'll be the same starting four and Ryan House. So we'll go over starting lineups here in just a moment. Let's go ahead and wrap up the RV Doc pregame show. We'll have starting lineups and tip next. Emporia High and Wichita Independent here from the Independent High School on the east side of Wichita. Starting lineups when we come back. This is Emporia High Basketball.
Do you need some updates or just some loving care for your RV or fifth wheel? Well, let the RV Doc handle your RV service and repair. They'll keep your RV's heating, air, plumbing, and electrical in top working order. The staff has the background and knowledge to do the job quickly and efficiently. They're also the folks to call for wiring and hitches for those trailers and fifth wheels. So if you've got a trip in your plans, call the RV Doc at 342-0702. The doctor is in, the doctor is operating. The RV Doc, 618 Industrial in Emporia.
This has been the RV Doc pregame show. RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road, repairs for your RV for over 24 years. Now stay tuned for Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Goods Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember to get it at Goods. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longbineauto.com. And Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
It's time now for Emporia High Spartan Sports. Spartan Sports is brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia, RVDOT, Longbine Auto Plaza, Champions Landing, Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Gwen Longbine of REMAX Eck Real Estate, Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, Jeff and Bree Williams of REMAX Eck Real Estate, Shelter Insurance Agent Callie Medrano, and by the members of the Spartan Booster Club. Now, here's the voice of the Spartans, Dylan Sherwood.
It's time now for Starting Lineup, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. Let's take a look at the independent lineup, 1-7 on the season, coached by Taylor Myers. In her first season, she has 9 players available. Alexi Shadid was injured yesterday in the first quarter against Hay, so they are without a senior today. Wichita Independent will go with Kaylee Self, a freshman, Laura Fleming, a senior, also Chelsea Del Murillo, 5'9 sophomore, Piper Short, a senior, and Marissa Malcolm, a 5'8 senior. For Emporia High, 0-7 on the season, coached by Taylor Scott in her first season, Ryan Howe, 5'6 senior, 1 point a contest, Jada Geary, 5'3 freshman, 3 points a game, Bailey Wilts, 5'6 sophomore, 6 points a game, Macy Davis, 5'10 freshman, 6 points, 4 rebounds, and Sydney Beheimer, 5'5 freshman, 1 point a game. There are your starting lineups, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. Emporia High in the road blacks with the white lettering in the black and red trim, Wichita Independent in whites with blue lettering, blue trim, Panthers across the chest. Emporia High will have Emporia across the chest. This will be Davis jumping, and she wins the tap and controlled by Emporia High, moving from left to right. 6 rows above the floor at Wichita Independent. Bailey Wilts left wing. Bailey looking to feed over. Jada Geary right wing, coming off the career high at Washburn Roll. Jade over to Beheimer left wing. More Emporia High fans here than Independent. In the Macy in the lane. Kicks it out. Geary here in the near corner. Man-to-man, or zone defense put on by Wichita Independent as Emporia High looks to attack. Ryan Howe gets it to Macy. Macy to the cup, lower block. Got it back, though. Macy, second chance is up and good. There we go. Macy Davis with the stick back from the right side. And it's 2-0 Lady Spartans. And they get a traveling backcourt on Del Morrow. So Macy got the putback, so, and there's a turnover on Independent. So Emporia High has it, leading 2-0, just underway here from Wichita. Jada Geary at the top of the key. Jade gets over Bailey Wilts. Bailey baseline, bounce pass to Davis. Macy looking to go to work. Macy in the lane, kicks to the Howe baseline, left side. And they out top to Jada Geary. Now Bailey Wilts, right wing, a three. That's a brick. Rebound, Beheimer. Put back, no, but she's going to get 2 free throws, though. And the Energizer Bunny will get 2 free throws. That is what Beheimer will bring to the table here this evening. Foul is on Piper Short for Independent. As the first one is too hard for Beheimer, coming in at 50%. One more coming up for the freshman Beheimer, her family sitting across the way. Second one is good for Sydney. And the Lady Spartans lead it 3-0. Just over a minute gone by here in the first quarter. Here's Marissa Malcolm up here in the near full court. Here's a jumper for Fleming. That's a air ball. Rebound picked up by Del Muro. Now baseline, she has it with a left-handed dribble now at the right elbow. Lady Spartans lead it 3-0, and now they'll reset. 1:20 into this game, Emporia High with a 3-0 lead. Remember, they scored the first 8 against Washburn Roll on Friday night. Up top, this is Kaylee Self. Picked up a technical yesterday against Hayes, and Del Muro, 13-footer. That's a too hard shot for the sophomore. Beheimer with the rebound. Here comes Emporia High. Jada Geary here in the near corner. Into Davis. Right-handed left good. And the foul for Macy. Macy's going to get the end one. 5-0 Black and Red. Beheimer will get the assist, or Jada Geary will get the assist. And the foul is on Piper Short. That'll be her second, team foul number two. Macy looking for her fifth point. And Macy's got to work hard at the free throw line. Free throw is too hard for Macy. Offensive rebound, no, I thought Jade had it. Rebound picked up by Marissa Malcolm. 5-0 Emporia High. 6-10 remaining here in the opening quarter from Wichita Independent. Kaylee Self just passed the half-court stripe, moving from right to left. Here's a Del Muro screen right side. Beheimer is on the point guard. Deflected pass loose. It's picked up by Bailey Wiltz. It goes out of bounds, and there are really thin baselines here, and it's going to Emporia High on the air on out of bounds. Kinsley Hines, the first off the Emporia High bench. 5'7 junior will replace Ryan Howe. So a turnover on Independent, who lost yesterday 73-18 to Hayes. Beheimer far wing in the Kinsley Hines left elbow. Back to Beheimer. Sydney looking to go work up top to Jada Geary. Zone defense for Independent. Bailey Wiltz right wing. Here's a skip pass to Beheimer up top. Jada Geary. Now Bailey looking to feed it. Skip pass to Beheimer left side. Beheimer baseline. Left side kicks it out to Geary at the top. Jade looking to attack. Out to Wiltz right wing. A three. It's in. It's nothing but net for Bailey. The sophomore Papa Corey Wiltz. Got to be proud there. And Bailey is into the book. And it's 8-0 Emporia High. 5:15 to play here in the opening quarter. And almost a near steal, but a foul as Self got in the front court, was pushed by Kinsley Hines. That is her first, team foul number one on the Black and Red. 8-0 Lady Spartans, 5:12 to play here opening quarter. Want to thank John North Ward, providing transportation down here to Wichita. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, see the staff at John North Ford. Great deal better on West Highway 50. Deflected pass stolen by Jada Geary. Here comes Emporia High. Bailey Wiltz here near wing, looking to hit another triple into Macy Davis. Macy in the lane, turnaround hook from the left side. Too strong for Macy. Rebound, Bailey Wiltz. Jumper from 15. That's in. Bailey Wiltz with the last five for Emporia High. The Black and Red lead at 10-0. 4:49 to play here in the opening quarter. And Del Muro threw it away. And a timeout for Wichita Independent and Taylor Myers. 30-second timeout, and we'll keep it right here. And that three hit by Bailey Wiltz. That's an Edward. That's a John Newland three. John Newland with Edward Jones Financial Advisors in Emporia, member SIPC. Well, the Black and Red lead at 10-0. 4:47 to play here in the first quarter. And I could, yesterday when I did my pregame conversation with Coach, and I knew this was going to be a good opportunity. And up 10-0. This is the largest lead the Black and Red has had all year. Well, you know, they've been in two other games this year where they've been in it late. The game against Trinity, they lost by 5 in overtime, and then that 10-point loss at Great Bend right before Christmas. Emporia High will have the ball. They'll have it in front court. It is a Geary, Hines, Wiltz, Davis, and Beheimer for the Black and Red. For Independent, they'll go with Self, Fleming, Del Muro, also in Chandra Malpart. Tatia is in. She is a senior for Independent. Macy in the lane. Macy left side extended. Kicks it out to Jada Geary. Jade, floater from 15. That's too hard for Jade. Rebound picked up by Malcolm. Or Independent as Piper Short picked up is on the bench with two. Independent with the ball moving from left to right. Foul on Emporia High as Malcolm was going to the bucket left side. Foul is on Macy Davis, her first, team foul number two on Emporia High. I get everything adjusted in the iPad pad properly. Inbounds, here is Malcolm, a floater. That's too hard. Rebound, Self. Putback is on the way and missed, but she's fouled. So it'll be two free throws for Kaylee Self. Foul is on Bailey Wiltz, her first, team foul number three on Emporia High. And Self will shoot two free throws for Independent. Eyes to mark, the first for the lefty. That's in and out. And people better not tell me to be quiet. I'm trying to do my job. It's happened before when I've called games. Self looking for the second on the way. And that is in. So ends a 10-0 run for Emporia High. So 10-1 is our score. 4:12 to play here in the first, and a turnover on Emporia High. They throw it away. Ryan Howell checks back in for the Lady Spartans. Beheimer will sit down. I love the energy from the black and red on the bench to my left. Even though they are leading by 9, there's a deflected pass almost stolen by Emporia High as Del Muro picking it up the floor with a between-the-leg dribble across the timeline. 10 count was on. Del Muro looking at attack. Floater from 13. That's a brick. And the rebound picked up by Jade Aguirre. Here comes Emporia High up the floor. And Jade was looking for Macy Davis, and just too much juice on that pass from Jade, the freshman, and a turnover on Emporia High. 3:53 to play here, first quarter. 10-1 Emporia High. 10-0 run to start this game for the black and red. As Emporia High currently 4 of 8 from the field, independent 0 of 4. Here's Malcolm at the right elbow, just inside the arc. Malcolm looking to attack. Floater from 13, a foul on Macy. Macy just picked up number 2. Team foul number 4 on Emporia High, and the whistles are starting to get blown here in Wichita. How is that on Kinsley Hines? That clearly was on Macy Davis. Well, big break there for Macy. It's Kinsley Hines, her second. Team foul number 4. First one too strong for Malcolm, who led independent in scoring with 8 yesterday, as Audrey Cunningham in for Emporia High. Audrey, 5'3 sophomore, will replace Kinsley Hines. Malcolm, second on the way, too hard. Rebound picked up by Macy Davis. And there's a, yep. He missed 2 free throws, and then Macy got a rebound. 3:30 a play here in the first. Macy teardrop too hard, but she gets 2 free throws. She took it from 13, and it went off the glass. And now Malcolm will call with a foul. That's her first. Team foul number 3, and Macy will shoot 2 free throws. Macy with 4. First one up is in and out. Oh, Macy coming in at 20% from the free throw line. The freshman got to start getting some confidence here in her freshman campaign. Eyes to mark on the second, Macy. Banked in for Macy. Macy with 5, ties team high, and back to a 10-point lead for Emporia High, 11-1. 3:22 to play here in the first, and there's a steal by Macy. Macy gets it to Gary, right-hand layup, too hard. Rebound Cunningham, though. Cunningham got it back, now they'll reset. Jada Gary, right wing, 3:10 to play here in the first. 11-1 Emporia High. Audrey Cunningham, left wing with a left-handed dribble. Now to Jada Gary in the corner, left corner of 3, too strong. Rebound Malcolm for Independent. Independent down 10, 11-1, 2:54 to play here in the opening quarter. Marissa Malcolm with it, with a state championship ring, was on that team last year. Here is Fleming, or that was Seld, now Fleming with it. Now Malcolm with it, right wing, took too many steps, and they threw it away. It's going to go into backcourt, and it's stolen. Audrey Cunningham with a steal. Audrey to the cup right side, fouled, and Audrey is going to look for her first points of the season. Cunningham gets fouled. Foul is on Self for Independent. That is her first. Team foul number 4 on Wichita Independent. And that will send Audrey Cunningham to shoot her first free throws of the season. Eyes to mark on the first. First point of the season for Audrey. The Cunninghams have to love that one. Largest lead now for Emporia High at 11 at 12-1. Audrey's second is short. And a rebound picked up by Malcolm. 12-1 Emporia High. Just under 2.5 to play here in the first quarter. From the Independent School on the east side of Wichita. Bailey Self up top to Del Muro. Against Bailey Wilts, Emporia High man-to-man. Now they switch. Del Muro looking to go to the cup right side. A blocking foul called against. I believe they got Cunningham. It'll be 2 free throws for Chelsea Del Muro. They got Ryan with a foul instead. Howell's first. Team foul number 5 on Emporia High as Beheimer in for Emporia High. Bailey Wilts will sit down. Should be free throws. That's the 15 foul. Officials got to know that. Emporia High at the limit. So Independent will shoot 2 free throws, the final 2:11 of the opening quarter. Chelsea Del Muro, 5'9 sophomore. First one up is in. Chelsea Del Muro with her first point of the evening. Makes it 12-2. One more coming up for Del Muro. Was also on that state championship team last year. Second one on the way. Hit them both. Del Muro had seven yesterday against Hayes. 12-3 Emporia High. 2:07 to play here in the opening quarter. Up top, Cunningham to score their first points of the season. Jada Geary, left wing. Jade with a right-handed dribble, trying to bring it up to the top. Audrey at the top of the key. Right-handed dribble now behind her here. Near wing, skip pass. They get into Ryan Howe. Lost the handle for a moment. Ryan got tied up. And the possession arrow is Independence. And it was Malcolm in there on the tie-up. 1:48 to play here, first quarter, 12-3 Emporia High. The boys' contest between these two teams next Friday night here at Independence. I'll give you an official game time when we got a moment. I'll probably bring it up at halftime. Del Muro with a crazy shot from 13, missing. Rebound picked up by Jada Geary. Emporia High is 4 of 10 from the field, 3 of 7 from the free throw line, leading it by 9. Up top to Audrey Cunningham, swinging around to Beheimer here near wing. Entry pass into Macy. Macy hook shot left side. Crawls in for Macy! Macy from Beheimer. Macy Davis with 7. Confidence for the freshman. 11-point Lady Spartan advantage. 14-3. 1:08 to play here in the first. As here's a jumper from 10 for Malcolm. No. Rebound, Ryan Howe. Here comes Emporia High, and Ryan lost it and stolen by itself. 3 Lady Spartans at the table at the next opportunity. 50 seconds of play opening quarter. Emporia High up 14-3. Malcolm, right side, crazy shot from 14. No. Rebound picked up by Aguirre for Emporia High. Beheimer here near wing. Sydney, lob it in to Ryan Howe, right baseline. Back to Sydney. Beheimer looking to go work with 30 seconds of play opening quarter. Lady Spartans up 11, 14-3. Macy Davis at the free throw line. Extended left side. Up top, Jada Geary for 3. Top of the key. Too strong. Macy Davis rebound. Put back is no good. Rebound picked up by Malta Pia for Independent. 5 seconds. Self gets it to Del Muro, left corner, 3, too strong. Malcolm rebound, and that will do it for the first. Black and Red leads it 14-3. They have led from the start. We're back in a moment with the second. Emporia High up 14-3. Lady Spartan basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch. 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans. Shoal Roofing, serving the Emporia area with roofing and gutters. Contact Shoal Roofing at 620-591-2907. Online at shoalroofing.com. Shelter Insurance, for home, auto, life, or business insurance. See Shelter Insurance agent Kelly Madrano at 722 West 6th Avenue. And by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck, Spartans.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, proudly serving the Lyon County area since 1928. By Champions Landing, Emporia's best place to socialize. Enjoy Champs Bar and Grill, Champs Coffee Shop, and a host of amenities. Champions Landing, where everyone is welcome. And by Napa, your reliable auto parts store here in Emporia since 1944. Stop by your locally owned Napa store and keep things running. 810 Industrial Road.
KVOE, live and local.
Back at Wichita Independent, Emporia High up 14-3. Aislinn Farrell in, 5'5 freshman. Also Elizabeth Marino in, 5'9 sophomore. And Bailey Wiltz back in for Emporia High as well. Audrey Cunningham up top in the Marino. Marino travel. Just baseline extended inside, left side for the sophomore. So on the floor for Emporia High, it's Wiltz, Beheimer, Farrell, Cunningham, and Marino. Got to get Marino the turnover. For Independent, they have Self, and Self deflected it off of Farrell here near baseline. Stays with Independent. Independent has Self, Fleming, Del Muro, Malpartia. Here's Fleming, left, right wing of 3. Too strong. Bailey Wiltz with the rebound. Here comes Emporia High. Beheimer with it near wing. Emporia High left to right here in the first half. Viewing it from six rows up from the top of the floor. Beheimer here near wing up top. Cunningham, top to Kia three. No. Rebound Beheimer, though, and it's loose on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball. Possession is whose? I cannot see the arrow. And they say it's Independence. A turnover on the tie-up as Beheimer and Farrell out and Davis back in as well. So quick work, quick break there. Del Muro across the timeline, left-handed dribble, now right. Now the cell far wing. Del Fleming, far corner up top. Del Muro wanted to take the three, but took a bounce. Del Muro looking to drive it here near side, around the arc. Spins. Up top, Self, lefty for three from the top, too strong. Oh, she got a bounce! And the first field goal of the evening for Independent as Kaylee Self has four. And the lead is eight for Emporia High, 14-6. 6:40 to play here in the first half. Zone defense, Marino in the Macy. Right-handed left, good! Good for Macy. Lisbeth Marino with the assist. Macy now with nine, two shy of a career high. Back to a 10-point lead for the Black and Red at 16-6. There's a steal by Emporia High. As Macy Davis with up top, Wiltz. Now the Aguirre here in the near corner. Jade left-handed dribble up top. Bailey swinging around to Audrey Cunningham. Macy at the left elbow. Now Bailey Wiltz, 19-footer right wing. Too strong. Rebound Macy. Macy got it back. Macy really attacking the glass here tonight. She's got four rebounds along with 9 points. 2 minutes into the second. 16-6 Emporia High. Macy Davis on the right elbow looking to attack out to a wide open. Aguirre, right corner, a three. It's a rainbow! It's a rainbow three for Jade! The assist to Macy Davis. Jade is into the book. That's a John Newland with Edward Jones, financial advisors in Emporia 3, member SIPC. And Emporia High, largest lead of the game now at 13. At 19-6, Del Muro got rejected. Del Muro, or Malta Partia, got blocked by Marino. Lisbeth got it back. Lisbeth in the lane. Or kicks it out, Macy Davis right wing. Now Bailey Wiltz with it. Skip pass to Aguirre, who just hit a big three a moment ago. Emporia High up 19-6, 5:20 to play here in the opening half. Jada Aguirre wide open left wing, a three, almost back-to-back. That's missing Bailey Wiltz rebound, but she fell out of bounds. As Ryan Howe back in, along with Beheimer, as Marino and Cunningham out. Good minutes from the bench here tonight. Gotta love it. 5:12 to play here in the first half. Lady Spartans up 12 at 19-6. And a foul in front court. Foul on Ryan Howe. That's her second, first team foul of the second quarter against Emporia High. I thank John North Ford providing transportation down here to Wichita. If you're in the market for a New Year's car, truck, or SUV, see a staff at John North Ford. Great deal better. West Highway 50 in Emporia. Farrell back in. Ryan Howe out, who just picked up number two. Self to inbound to Del Muro here near wing. Here's a Malcolm screen at the top of the key. Del Muro looking to go work against Macy. Bounce pass to Malcolm. Left block shot is up and in from 10 feet. Marissa Malcolm is into the book. She's got five rebounds as well. 11-point Lady Spartan advantage, 19-8. 4:48 to play here in the first half. From Independent, Beheimer, 19-footer from the wing, in and out. Rebound picked up by Farrell, and she stepped on the baseline in the act. Well, they just got to learn. These are thin baselines here at Independent. Chandra Maltapartia is got called with a foul against Farrell. That's her first team foul, number one, as Piper short back in for Maltapartia. 4:38 to play here in the first half. 19-8 Emporia High. Gatagiri here near wing. Skip past Farrell, left wing. Ace wanted to shoot the three. Stepdad and mom in the house, too, and there's the deflected pass. Stays with Emporia High here in front court. Well, Emporia High doing some good things here on the road, leading at 19-8. The most points they've scored in a game this year was 27, that loss to Trinity. Here is a 15-footer for Bailey Wiltz missing. Rebound, Beheimer. Emporia High really attacking the glass. And there's a deflected pass. It stays with Emporia High. It was deflected out of bounds here near baseline. 4:14 to play here in the first half. 19-8 Emporia High. Lady Spartans have led by as many as 13 at 16-3. In the Macy Davis right side. Macy in the lane. Macy got it deflected loose and it's picked up by Sell. Here comes Independent. That is Emporia High's ninth turnover. Limiting the turnovers, and Bailey Wiltz stole it away from Kaylee Self. Macy in the cup right side, got it to go in transition. Macy Davis in double figures with 11 tying a career high, her second double-digit outing this season, and Emporia High back up 13-21-8. 3:38 to play here in the first half from Independent. Del Miro baseline, right side, kicks it out Self, but Del Miro stepped on the baseline to my left, and a turnover on Independent, their eighth. Emporia High making quick work here, leading at 21-8, 3:32 to play here in the first half from Independent. Our area game of the week is between Hartford and Madison. Macy in the lane. Macy kicks it out to Jada Geary. Now Farrell, right wing. She wants a three. It almost banked in. Beheimer with a rebound, though. Emporia High attacking the glass here tonight. Wiltz at the left elbow out to Jada Geary. Jade, 16-footer from the left elbow. In and out. Rebound picked up by Malcolm and a whistle. With 3:07 to play here in quarter number two. Foul is on Davis. That's her second team foul number two. As Lisbeth Moreno will come in for Emporia High. Gotta go all the way, Liz. As Macy with a tying a career high 11 here, and Macy will sit down. So it will be Macy to come out. The Davises have got to like what Macy is bringing here tonight, tying a career high 11. That 11 came against Great Bend. Remember, she scored six straight against Great Bend on the way to that career high outing, her first double-digit outing of her varsity career. 2:51 to play here first half, 21-8 Emporia High. Into Malcolm, right-handed layup, good. The assist goes to Del Miro. Malcolm with four, down to 11, 21-10. Emporia High, 2:35 to play here in the first half. Beheimer into Bailey Wiltz at the right elbow. Kicks it out back to Beheimer. Sydney baseline. Sydney needs to go to work, and she traveled. Good defense there by Malcolm. Made the freshman Beheimer travel. Well, Emporia High with their 10th turnover and lead it by 11 at 21-10. 2:23 to play here in the first half. Emporia High is 8 of 23 from the field. They're 2 of 8 from 3, but 3 of 7 from the line. They're hitting all their free throws. This game could be wide open a little bit more. Self, a baseline jumper from 10, and she was fouled in the act. Foul is on Moreno. That's her first. Team foul number three. This is the Wichita State PA announcer that's here. That's what he just said, shooting two. First one for Self is short. It is the Wichita State PA announcer. Blake Ripp should know him. One more coming up for Kaylee Self. Yeah, that is him. That's kind of cool. Second one on the way for Self is nothing but net. You got one of two. Self with five. That leads the way for Independent. 21-11 Emporia High. 2:08 to play here in the first half. Aislinn Farrell up top to Jada Geary. Jade looking to go to work at the top. Now swings over to Beheimer, left wing. Back to Farrell at the top. Has a swing around here near side. Jada Geary, right wing. Up top to Beheimer. Getting zone defense. Jada Geary here in the near corner was wide open into Bailey Wiltz. Low post left, right side. Missed the shot from 10. Rebound picked up by Short. For Independent. Here come the Panthers. 21-11 Emporia High. 1:37 to play. Del Mira with a jumper from 19 missing. Offensive rebound for Malcolm for Independent. Here is Fleming, a right corner, a three air ball. Rebound Malcolm, though. Put back, no, but she's fouled. 1:22 remaining here in the first half. 14 foul on Emporia High. It's on Bailey Wiltz. That is her second. Team foul number four on Emporia High. Inbounds, they swing around. Del Miro gets it to Self, the lefty from the left corner three. It's an air ball. Rebound picked up by Moreno. Here comes Emporia High. Layup blocked by Jade, or Jade got blocked by Del Miro, and the rebound out of bounds off of Emporia High. As it was Del Miro with the block, a rebound went out of bounds off Aislinn Farrell. 107 to play here in the first half. 10-point Lady Spartan advantage at 21-11. Del Mero with it, far wing across the way. Del Mero with a right-handed dribble in the now in the far corner. Now a left-handed dribble now for her. Fleming got it deflected, loose, and it's chased down. They got to go in the backcourt. They said it was deflected. It's Independent still with it. So it's not a backcourt violation there. Malcolm at the right elbow. This is off to Del Mero, a 10-footer. It's an air ball. Rebound short, left-handed layup, no. Rebound self. I got to get everything adjusted in the iPad. And the Del Mero right-handed layup, good, and a foul. Del Mero going to work and gets the and one. Del Mero with four, and it's back to eight. Foul is on Moreno. That's her second, 15 foul on Emporia High. And that will send Del Mero to the free throw line to try to cut it to seven. Would be the closest Independent has been in a while. Free throw is in. Del Mero completes the three-point play. She's got five. 21-14. Emporia High, 20 seconds of play, and Emporia High will go for one shot here. Beheimer and Taylor Scott wants a timeout. It's a full. We need to get a 30 in as well. We need to thank some of our sponsors. So Emporia High will draw something up. 16.5 to play here in the first half, leading 21-14. You're listening to Emporia High Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And Mark II Lumber. Find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
KVOE, live and local.
Well, Emporia High with the basketball leading 21-14 with 16 and a half seconds of play here in the first half. And Emporia High has really done some good things here on the road. There's been some energy here for the black and red. For Emporia High is Wiltz, Beheimer, Davis. Also Ryan Howe back in. So Emporia High will go to work. Jade Aguirre will set things up with 12. Jade in between the circles. The Davis left wing. Up top, Jade with 7. Swing around to Wiltz. The Beheimer near corner with 4. Sydney gets to the Davis, right corner. Davis to Beheimer. Shoot it! It's a heave, and it's short for Beheimer. She got it off, but it drew the front of the iron. Well, Emporia High leads 21-14 at the break. The Long Vine All Plaza halftime show is next. This is Emporia High Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Flint Hills Mall, a convenient option for your new or growing retail business. To learn more about becoming a mall tenant, visit flinthillsmall.com. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text. The perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive. Your complete service stop online at thurstonsplusautobody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Sports Connection, 2721 West 15th, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball. It's time for the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by longbineauto.com. Back to the gymnasium, here's Dylan Sherwood.
Well, Emporia High has led from the start. They lead at 21-14 over Wichita Independent. And Emporia High led by as many as 13, 21-8. And then Wichita Independent finished the half on a 6-0 run with studio engineer Connie Osorio back in Emporia. I'm Dylan Sherwood. Well, Emporia High has found some good ways to produce here, but now they need to make some adjustments because Wichita Independent has crawled their way back into this game with a 7-point deficit. Like I mentioned, it was 21-8. Emporia High leading by as many as 13. But some adjustments for Taylor Scott and crew need to come out with 16 more minutes of basketball here and looking for that first win. Let's take another break here in the Long Bay Nile Plaza halftime show. We'll go over stats. I'll give you some scores if I got any. I think I might have a couple, so we'll go over them here in just a moment. 21-14, Emporia High leading it over Wichita Independent here in the break. At the break, you're listening to Emporia High Basketball.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off the new year with fast start savings, like a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 truck with over $7,250 below MSRP with the current Chevy trade. Or get a 2024 Silverado 1500 Custom Crew Cab 4x4 for only $449 per month, 36-month, 36,000-mile lease with $5,000 trade equity or cash. And we're offering top dollar for your quality trade-in. You'll get our best deal every day at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. So come see us today or visit us 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, and best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive at 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And the Credit Union of Emporia, 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
KVOE, live and local.
It's time now for Halftime Stats, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. First for Independent, they had three players score, five each, Kaylee Self and Chelsea Del Miro, and Marissa Malcolm with four. Independent was 4 of 19 from the field in the first half, 21%. They were 1 of 5 from 3, 20%, 5 of 9 at the free throw line, 56%. 17 rebounds for Independent, led by 8 from Malcolm and 9 turnovers for Wichita Independent. For Emporia High, Macy Davis with 11, tying a career high. So if Macy scores at least one more point, she'll have a new career high tonight. Bailey Wiltz with 5, Jade Aguirre with 3, 1 each, Sydney Beheimer and Audrey Cunningham. Emporia High, 8 of 26 in the first half for 31%. They were 2 of 9 from 3, 22%, and 3 of 7 from the free throw line for 43%. 18 rebounds for Emporia High, so they're out-rebounding Independent by 1. Beheimer with 5 rebounds, 4 on the offensive glass, and Emporia High turned the ball over 8 times. Those are your game halftime stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. Nothing from our area game of the week coverage between Madison and Hartford. I know cell signal is kind of hard in Hartford, but that's our area games of the night on Country 101.7 FM. From the Flint Hills League shootout, boys action happening down at Y Auditorium. And in the first game of the day, it was Osage City defeating Chase County 49-41. And Kaysen Parsons with 22 to lead the way for the Osage City Indians, who avenge a season-opening loss to Osage, or to Chase County, a game that was really impressive to open the season back on December 6th. And leading the way for Cade Witt's bunch was Wyatt Griffin with 17. And then the other game that just wrapped up from the first round of the Flint Hills shootout, it was Mission Valley defeating Care Paravel 50-48. Other games happening in the Flint Hills League shootout tonight. Council Grove, the top seed, taking on Linden. And then the final game of day number two of the Flint Hills shootout, Mission Valley and Care Wabunsee and West Franklin. So that is what's going on in the Flint Hills shootout. Other games happening tonight in the area, Opie and Northern Heights, Meredithine Valley and Lebo, and Burlingame at Waverly. So that is the area slate here. I did get a confirmation, and I'm going to update this on KVOE.com/calendar. Talking with the AD here, Tyler Keim, I did ask him, I'm like, do you have a official game time for next Friday night's game against Emporia High? And so, and Blake Cripps probably maybe listening, he's going to like this. So Emporia High and Wichita Independent, the boys game next Friday night here from Independent. That'll be a 6 p.m. tip with an RV Dog pregame show at 5:45. So if on your schedules, if you're one of the boys' parents, knowing we had a 7:30 start on our schedule, but that game will be at 6 p.m. next Friday night here from Independent. We'll have that game for you here on KVOE. Well, real quickly, want to kind of give you a quick refresher of the schedule this week. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'll be with the boys in El Dorado. Boys will play Wichita Trinity coming up Thursday night at 7:45. RV Doc pregame show will begin at 7:30 here on KVOE. And Emporia High, Lee Baldwin's bunch beat Trinity 55-26 back on December 13th in Spartan Gymnasium. So, could be an interesting one. Nate Aubrey's bunch probably looking for a little revenge, as, of course, Lee Baldwin is 4-0 against 3-0 against Trinity the last 3 years. So, Lee Baldwin will go for 4-0 against Wichita Trinity on Thursday night. If Emporia High wins that game on Thursday night, it would play the winner between Cape and Mount Carmel and El Dorado, which will be at 6 p.m. Thursday night, so I'll be scouting that one. So let's take a quick break, and when we come back, the third quarter, 21-14 Emporia High. You're listening to Emporia High Basketball.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off the new year with Fast Start Savings, like a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 truck with over $7,250 below MSRP with a current Chevy trade. Or get a 2024 Silverado 1500 Custom Crew Cab 4x4 for only $449 per month, 36-month, 36,000-mile lease with $5,000 trade equity or cash. And we're offering top dollar for your quality trade-in. You'll get our best deal every day at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. So come see us today or visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
This has been the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongbineAuto.com. The second half is next. This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
KVOE, live and local.
Back in Wichita, Emporia High leads 21-14 with the basketball. Starting five back out for the black and red. It is Aguirre, Wiltz, Davis, Howe, and Beheimer. Moving from left to right, Jade Aguirre fires for three at the top. It's an air ball. Not a good way to start the second half for the black and red. Four Independent. They'll go with Self, Fleming, Delmiro, Short, and Malcolm. Oh, and there's a travel as Marissa Malcolm got across the timeline and took an extra step. 7:45 to play here, third quarter. Emporia High leads it 21-14. They only scored 7 points in that second quarter. Up top to Jada Gary, swinging around to Wiltz. Now Macy in the lane. Davis looking to go to work. Macy in traffic. Macy kicks it out to Jada Gary. Extra pass, Bailey Wiltz, right wing. Emporia High left to right here, from right to left here in the third. In the second half, Bailey Wiltz, right wing, a triple. It's short. Macy Davis rebound. Macy in traffic. Now Ryan Howe. Macy looking to go work here near side. Macy in the lane. Macy. Crazy shot. No. Rebound picked up by Malcolm, her ninth. Here comes Independent looking to get it to 5 or 4. Could be an interesting second half here. From Independent. Malcolm to the cup left side. Laid it in. Oh, wow. Marissa Malcolm with 6. Down to 5, 21-16, 6:50 to play here in the third. Almost a loose ball, almost stolen. Emporia High still with possession. Bailey Wiltz, right wing. Bailey looking to attack baseline. Kicks it out, Ryan Howe. Up top, Jade Aguirre. Zone defense for Independent. Macy Davis at the free throw line. Out to Beheimer here near wing. Jade steps in, 19-footer straight away, too hard. Beheimer rebound, her fifth, and got it stripped away by Malcolm. And the iPad has got to go to work again. So it was stolen by Malcolm. Here comes Independent, and did they get another turnover? No, it's deflected. Safeway Independent with 6:10 remaining here in the third. Lady Spartans up 21-16. Self to play to the right of her own bucket as Independent gets in. Malcolm and a foul as Malcolm drew contact, do they say, on the floor. It is on Ryan Howe. That is her first, or her third, team foul number one. And it is two free throws for Marissa Malcolm. And Marissa Malcolm had 8 against Hayes yesterday and now could cut this to within 3. This would be the closest it's been in a while. The first one up for Malcolm is nothing but an A. Well, Emporia High got to get something going as Malcolm's got 7. Kinsley Hines back in for Ryan Howe, just picked up number 3. This is a 4-point game. Things getting very interesting here on the road. Second one for Malcolm. Too hard. Rebound, Delmiro. Put back. No. Rebound. Rebound picked up by Beheimer. Here comes Emporia High. And a travel. A travel called on Aguirre right in front of Sydney Beheimer. And a timeout for Taylor Scott. How do you call a travel on that? Well, timeout Emporia High, 30, and we'll keep it right here. I want to thank John North Ford riding transportation down here to Wichita. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, see the staff at John North Ford. Great deal better on West Highway 50. Well, since it was 21-8, Emporia High leading by 13. Wichita Independent has scored the last 11 in this basketball game. 6:01 to play here in the third. 21-17 Emporia High. It is Fleming, Self, Piper short, along with Malcolm. Malcolm the high hand now, and she'll get it on the inbounds here near side. Malcolm at the top of the key. Emporia High going man-to-man. Malcolm looking to go to the cup. Lost the handle, and it's out of bounds off her. Yeah, good defense in there. I believe it was Beheimer in there. And Emporia High quickly up the floor. Jada Geary across the timeline, across the Panther logo at the top, across the midcourt stripe. As Bailey Wiltz was looking for someone and threw it in the hands of Del Muro. Del Muro at the top gets to the Malcolm here near wing. Emporia High looking for a stand here. Looking like a little 2-3 look for the Lady Spartans here. Deflected pass, almost stolen by Aguirre, but the Panthers got it back. Piper short, crazy shot, partially blocked, out of bounds. I think Macy got a piece of it. As Moreno will come back in for Hines. Well, the two big look now for Emporia High. With no beat, or here's Malcolm, jumper from the right block. No, and she's going to get 2 more free throws. An opportunity to pull within 2. Foul is on Bailey Wiltz. That is her third. Team foul number 2. And Marissa Malcolm to shoot 2 free throws. 7 points, 9 rebounds. First one too hard. One more coming up for Marissa Malcolm, 5'8 senior. One of 2 returners for Independent on the 2A state title team last year. Second one on the way. Short. Rebound out of bounds. Looks like it was off Del Muro, but they're going to say off of Moreno. Well, now the energy's got to be brought by the black and red here, knowing Independent scored the last 11. Malcolm carried the ball. Didn't Malcolm just off the short? Layup left side. No. Rebound. She got it back, though. And Emporia High trying to get a stand. Del Muro baseline left side out to Self, right wing to pull within 1. Too strong. Long rebound. Picked up by Del Muro. And it's out of bounds off Emporia High. Lisbeth was the last one to touch it. 4:56 to play here in the third. Spartans in a drought, but they still lead by 4. 21-17. Del Muro dribbling out here in the near wing. Del Muro now at the right elbow in the lane. Kicks it out. Fleming now Self with a touch left wing. Self to right-handed dribble looking to go to work. Beheimer's on her. And deflected. Not and loose. And Jade picks it up. A steal by Emporia High. Here come the Lady Spartans. Macy in the lane. Macy, right-handed layup is crawling in for Macy. Career high for Macy Davis. Now with 13. and Emporia High, and a turnover on Independent, and the energy being brought here. Lady Spartans up 6, 23-17, 4.5 to play here in the third. Emporia High will have it in front court. I got to get Piper Short out of the iPad as Malpartia back in for Independent. Macy Davis in the lane, looking to go work, turnaround hook, is crawling in for Macy! Macy Davis with the last four for the black and red. She's got 15 of the 25. Back to an 8-point lead for Emporia High, 25-17. 4:12 to play here in the third as self-traveled with it. Malcolm to the cup left side and laid it in. Malcolm has 9. Into Macy Davis for a run, back to 6. 25-19, an entry pass almost stolen by Wichita Independent. Bailey Wilts, right wing. And the Macy at the free throw line. Macy the cup floater is good. Macy Davis with 6 straight. She's got 17. 27-19 Emporia High, 3:49 to play here in the third. Timeout, Lady Spartans, 30, and we'll keep it right here. Oh, well, Macy Davis outscoring Independent herself 6-2 here in this stretch. And the black and red back up 8. They need a stand here on this end of the floor, led by as many as 13. Since it was 21-8, Wichita Independent has outscored Emporia High 11-6. So on the floor for Emporia High, Aguirre, Davis, Moreno, Beheimer, Wiltz. For Independent is Self, Fleming, Malpartida, and Del Miro. Independent ball in backcourt. Malcolm gets it back to Moreno as Emporia High was putting some pressure on her. Bailey Wiltz was on her, and Jade got a steal at midcourt. Stole away Jade. Gets it to Davis. Davis got fouled in the act. She was going up left side. Macy going to work, and she's going to get 2 free throws. Well, the 2 officials are going to talk, and they're going to say 2 free throws for the freshman, Macy Davis. Foul is on Kaylee Self. That is her second. Team foul number 1. Macy Davis to the line. 6 straight for Emporia High. Macy's first is too strong. Well, Macy looking for her 18th point. She could have her first 20-point game in her high school career here tonight. Second one. In and out. Rebound. Bounce saved by Bailey. And they're going to say it stays with the black and red. Okay. Okay. It was last touched by Del Miro inside. 3:36 to play here, third quarter. Black and red. Lady Spartans up 27-19. And Davis was looking to inbound to Wiltz and turned it over. So now Emporia High looking for a stand. Up 8. 27-19. Inbound to Malcolm. Gets it off to Kaylee Self to bring it up the floor. Self across the timeline, picked the pocket. Jade did it again. It's deflected loose and to the floor. Malcolm, thin baseline's here, and it goes to the black and red on the out of bounds. Good defense there from Jade Aguirre to poke it away. Bailey Wiltz to play it right in the front of the Spartan bench. Inbounds to Aguirre here near wing. Bounce pass to Beheimer, far wing, and Poirier High right to left here in the second half. Wiltz here near wing, skip pass, Beheimer right wing. She'll fire the 3. It's a long 2. No. Rebound picked up by Malcolm. Malcolm with her 10th rebound. Nearing 3 minutes to play here in the third. Lady Spartans up 8, 27-19. As Malcolm, they got to get it 10. No. Taylor Myers will want a timeout. 30 or full? 30, and we'll keep it right here. Well, Emporia High's really bringing it as the 10 count was on here in the last couple of minutes here. As Emporia High led 21-14 at the break, it's a 6-5 third quarter right now for Emporia High. They got outscored 11-7 in the second quarter. And Independent has only cut it to three. Emporia High sends out Aguirre, Davis, Wiltz, Marino, and Beheimer. It is Malcolm, Del Miro, Self, Fleming, and Malpartadia. Del Miro looking to inbound, inbounds to Self, trying to get across the timeline, left side full court. Self trying to look for some help on that far wing. And the Del Miro gets it off to Malpartadia, and she pushed into Beheimer and got an air one. Malpartadia pushed into Beheimer and got an air one. And Taylor Scott wants a word. Foul on Beheimer. Her first. Team foul number one, three. Free throw good. Malpartadia with three. Down to five. 27-22, 2:40 to play here in the third. It is getting physical here at Independent. Macy Davis at the left elbow. Macy jumper from 15. It switched home for Macy. Silences the crowd for a moment that's not wearing blue and white. Macy Davis with 19. Back to 7, 29-22. 2:20 to play here in the third. And a turnover on Self driving to the cup left side. She got called for steps. 2:18 to play here in the third. Lady Spartans back up 7. 29-22, trying to get up double figures. Beheimer here near wing. In the Macy at the elbow. Macy, left elbow. Macy going to work. Foul on Independent. Black and red fans love it. Supporting the Lady Spartans, making the trip down to Wichita. Foul is on Self, her third. Team foul number two. And it's Independent here in the third. Jada Geary inbound into Macy. Macy got it poked away, got it back. Macy baseline, threw it away in the hands of Fleming. Emporia High looking to get another stand here. Under two to play here in the third. 29-22, Emporia High. Most points scored by the black and red this season. Malcolm to the cup, missed the shot. Rebound, Marino. It was a crazy hook shot for Malcolm. It was short there. Here comes Emporia High. Marino, baseline. Macy Davis, right baseline. Macy bounce pass to Wiltz, right wing. Macy kicks it out to Jade Aguirre to reset with 1:32 to play. Jade for three from 22. No, rebound out of bounds, or rebound loose. It's picked up by Beheimer, though. And it is a timeout, Emporia High. Three or full. Emporia High with two timeouts left to work with. Full timeout for Emporia High. Let's get a 30 in. 1:24 to play here in the third. Lady Spartans up 7, 29-22, back in 30. This is Emporia High basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by John North Ford Lincoln and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. By Bruff Sports Bar and Grill. Feed your hunger, quench your thirst at family-friendly Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18. And by the RV Dock, 618 Industrial. Repairs for your RV for over 25 years. The RV Dock.
KVOE, live and local.
Emporia High leads 29-22. 1:24 to play here in the third. Emporia High getting out rebounded 25-24. But here's the thing. 13 rebounds on the offensive end of the floor for the black and red. And Sydney Beheimer might only stand at 5'5". She's got 8 boards. Remember when Adea Hefner had 17 boards against Trinity back on December 13th, back in Spartan Gymnasium? Well, Emporia High will have the ball in front court. It's Aguirre, Wiltz, Davis, Beheimer, Marino. Jade inbound to the left of her own bucket. Jade looking to direct traffic. Jade needs to get in. Gets it into Wiltz here near wing. Bounce pass Beheimer at the top. Swing it to Jade Aguirre. Now Macy Davis at the right elbow extended. Macy out to Bailey Wiltz. 1:15 to play. Jade Aguirre right wing. Macy Davis at the right elbow. Macy got poked away. Kicks it out. Bailey Wiltz top of the key at three. Missing. It was too strong. And the rebound goes to Malcolm. She's got her 11th rebound. Here comes Independent down 7, 29-22. 57 seconds to play here in the third. Malcolm hands it off to Del Miro here in between the circles. Beheimer's on her. Del Miro, 15-footer. It's an air ball. Rebound on a bounce going Emporia High. So Emporia High gets another break here, leading by 7. Led by as many as 13 in this game. Jada Gary across the timeline, across the Panther logo. That's blue and then with a white circle. Macy Davis at the free throw line, now left elbow, kicks out. Aguirre right wing, she was wide open for three for a moment. Direct traffic and Emporia High is going to go for one here. 25 seconds to play here in the third. Emporia High leads it 29-22. They've scored only 8 points here in the third. Looking for more. Aguirre at the top of 15 in between the rings. Jay, the right-handed dribble with 10. Jade gets to the Macy Davis right wing. Up top, Jade. Aguirre swings to the Beheimer. Back to Jade. 3 seconds. Macy Davis, right wing, got to go. Macy heaves it up from the right corner. It's an air ball, but that will do it for the third. Emporia High managing a 7-point advantage. 29-22 Emporia High. Fourth quarter is next in the moment. This is Emporia High basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you by Country Mart at 1020 Merchant. From their fresh meat cut and wrapped on-site to fresh produce, deli, and bakery. Get in, get out, and get on with your day. The Emporia Public School System, they build futures. And Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th Avenue in Emporia, next to the water tower.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle.
KVOE, live and local.
29-22, Emporia High leading here as we enter the fourth quarter here from Independent. Emporia High will send out their starting five. Howe, Aguirre, Wiltz, Davis, Beheimer. Independent sends out Del Miro, Malcolm, Self, Fleming, and Malta Pardia. Malcolm missed a shot. Putback is up and good in the foul. Malcolm with 11 looking for 12. Cuts the lead, the deficit to 5. Foul is on Bailey Wiltz. That's her fourth. Team foul number one of the fourth. Malcolm's free throw in. She's got 12 to lead the way. And this is a 4-point game, 29-25. 7:50 remaining. Emporia High is led by as many as 13 in this game. Beheimer here. Now the Ryan Howe skip pass. Aguirre at the top of the key. Now Bailey Wiltz with it. Now Ryan Howe right baseline. Into Macy. Macy hook shot right side. Oh, it's a glass and in for Macy. Ryan Howe with the assist. Macy Davis, 21 big ones for the freshman. 31-25 Emporia High. 7:22 remaining. Marino offensive foul called. No, it is an offensive foul on Malcolm. Offensive foul, illegal screen. Malcolm second, team foul number one against Independent here in the fourth. Emporia High not allowing Independent to pull back within one possession. It's time to go to Macy Davis time. Bailey Wiltz right wing, back to Jade Aguirre at the top. Now to Macy at the free throw line. Macy right at left elbow, up top Jade. Jade, left wing, Bailey Wiltz, right wing. Bailey, skip pass, Beheimer here near wing. Now Macy Davis, Macy left to left elbow. Beheimer with a touch, swing it. Bailey Wiltz, left wing, shot fakes, steps in, 17-footer right wing. No, Beheimer, another rebound. Beheimer put back, no. Rebound, Macy. And a foul on, it's Emporia high ball. Piper short back in as Fleming will get a breather. 6:43 remaining. Emporia High up 6. 31-25. Wilts the trigger in to Aguirre in the far corner. Jada set the offense up with 6:38 remaining. Emporia High leads 31-25. Jada Aguirre at the top, swinging at the Bailey Wilts here near wing. Bounce pass to Ryan Howe. Now to Macy. Macy going to work. Floater on the way. Austin Glasson in. The hoop in the arm for Macy. 23. Looking for 24 for Macy. Foul is on Independent. Foul is on Malpartadia. Free throw too hard for Macy. Rebound picked up by Short. 21 points for Macy Davis. 33-25 Emporia High. 6:17 remaining. Malcolm up top. Kaylee Self. The lefty for three from the top. Too hard. Offensive rebound Short. And they'll reset with 6:05 remaining. Del Miro looking to attack bars here near side. Now up top, Malcolm has a double-double, 12 points, 12 rebounds. Malcolm in the lane. Hook shot, missing. Rebound, Beheimer. That is her 10th rebound. Emporia High coming up the floor. Ryan Howe up top to Jada Geary, swinging it to Beheimer here near wing. Ryan Howe back with it, skip pass, Bailey Wilts. Right side, Macy, triple team, out to Bailey Wilt, 19-footer from the wing, too hard, Macy Davis, a rebound though, Macy looking to go work, stripped away, jump ball is called, and possession is Independence. As Fleming back in for Independent, as Short will come out. 5:25 remaining. Emporia High up 8. 33-25. Gotta finish here down the stretch, and Malcolm got it deflected off Bailey Wilts. He'll stay with Emporia High. Well, Independent has only gotten within three in this game. Emporia High has led from the start. 8-0 or 10-0 start for the Black and Red. Del Miro at the free throw line, kicks it, or here's Malcolm at the right elbow, now Fleming here in the near corner. Up top to Self, or Jade almost poked away from Self. Del Miro with that at the top of the key, Emporia High going man-to-man. Nearing 5 minutes remaining, Emporia High leads 33-25, looking for that first win of the season. Del Miro in the far corner, looking to go to work against Bailey Wilts. Bailey's got to be careful, she's in there with four. Del Miro at the top of the key. Emporia High looking to go to work defensively. Del Miro still with it. Just inside the arc. Now to Self. Self, a left-handed dribble baseline. And she put a shot up, and it was deflected off Emporia High. Well, it'll stay with Independent. Last touch inside by Emporia High. I want to thank John North Ford for providing transportation down here to Wichita. You're in the market for a new used car, truck, or SUV. See the staff at John North Ford. Great deal better. West Highway 50 in Emporia. Del Miro at the right elbow. Out to Fleming. Left wing, a long two. No. Rebound to Geary. Here comes Emporia High. Emporia High looking to go. Jade from 13, too hard. Rebound. Davis, put back. No. But Macy's going to shoot two more free throws. And Macy Davis is nearing a double-double. Foul is on Self for Independent. That is her fourth. Team foul number three on the Panthers. Davis to the line, 23-8. First one banked in for Macy. Got 24. 24 points for Macy Davis. See her mom across the way. Top of the bleachers. Second one, 25 for Macy. Macy Davis, 25 points. 25 big ones for the freshman. Timeout called. 30 or full. Independent will have the ball. Timeout Independent. Let's get a 30 in. 35-25 Emporia High. 4:17 remaining. Back in 30. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pete Euler. For great service and great rates, see State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. By Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, Contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197. And by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities.
KVOE, live and local.
Emporia High's last double-digit lead in this ballgame was at 21-11 there in the second quarter. And now it's a 10-point advantage for the black and red, leading 35-25 with 4:17 remaining. The closest Independent has gotten in this game has been four. Well, did they get within three? I believe they did get it within three. It's been four. Closest it's been is four. Here comes Independent off the floor. Malcolm bumped into, but stolen. Stolen away by Macy Davis. Have a night, the freshman, and a foul. And a travel. Well, they're trying to go in transition, calling a travel. So a travel on Emporia High. 4:09 remaining. Lady Spartans back up 10, 35-25. Delmiro to play it here. To the right of the Spartan bench, into Malcolm across the timeline. Malcolm, crazy shot, no block called. And Malcolm's going to get two free throws. Whistles are getting blown here left and right in this basketball game. That was on Ryan Howe. That's Ryan's fourth. Team foul number two. So Wiltz with four, Howe with four, and Macy Davis with two. Those are the fouls. Malcolm to the line, 12-12. Free throw is short. Malcolm looking for a 13th point. Audrey Cunningham in. Ryan Howell will come out. Well, Emporia High really hasn't gone deep in the bench here tonight. No Adea Hefner tonight for the black and red. Hopefully Adea's back Friday night against Hayden. Free throw is short. Rebound, Beheimer. Another rebound for Beheimer, her 11th. 4 minutes away from their first victory. Can they hold on? Emporia High leads 35-25. Here on the road. Beheimer up top to Jade Aguirre in between the circles. Maybe a little slowing it down for the black and red. Macy at the left elbow. Macy looking to go to work. 25 for the freshman. If Macy scores more points than Independent, it's going to be unbelievable. Macy at the free throw line. Now to Cunningham. 19-footer from the left wing. It's short. Rebound picked up by Malcolm. Here comes Independent up the floor. Malcolm with it, now to Self, left wing. Fleming in the far corner, back to Self. Audrey Cunningham is on Self. Malpartadia has it now. Now back to Malcolm. Malcolm, turnaround jumper. No, and no, they waved the shot off as it dropped for Malcolm, who's got a little pain there. It's a blocking foul on Emporia High. Foul is on Cunningham. That is her first. Team foul number three. Celta inbound to the right around bucket. Inbounds to Malpartadia. To Delmiro here near wing against Macy Davis. 17-footer for Delmiro. It's a brick. Rebound to Beheimer. Her 12th. 35-25 Emporia High. 2:54 remaining. Looking for that first win of the season. They knew this was an opportunity here on the road. Beheimer here near wing up top to Jade Aguirre. Bounce pass to Cunningham, back to Jade. Macy Davis at the left elbow. Macy looking to go to work. And a foul. 14 foul on Independent. Foul is on Self, and she just fouled out of the game. Fouls out with 2:36 remaining and 6 points scored. Short back in as Self will sit down. She'll be on the bench the remainder of this game. Jada Gary to inbound, 2:36 remaining. Emporia High up 10, 35-25. Aguirre gets it to Macy. Macy, low post right side. Kicks it out to Gary right wing. Jade, looking at all work. Beheimer screen. Audrey Cunningham back to Aguirre with 2:21 remaining. Lady Spartans up 10. Macy Davis in the far corner. Macy now in the wing. 19-footer from the right wing. Hits too hard. Beheimer with another rebound, but it got poked away. And it's picked up by Fleming. 35-25 Emporia High. 2:01 remaining. Malcolm Tavik, he had three in. A huge three for Marissa Malcolm. 15 points and 13 rebounds. It's a seven-point game. 35-28 Emporia High. 1:48 remaining. Spartans looking to get something on this end of the floor. Do not want Independent back in this game. Beheimer gets to the Bailey Wilts left baseline. To Cunningham. Back up top. Jada Gary to reset with 1:32 remaining. 90 seconds away. Can the Emporia High Lady Spartans earn that first win here on the road? Jada Gary at the top to Cunningham right wing. To Beheimer. And they got Audrey with steps at the right wing. As Ryan Howell will come in, as Cunningham will come out. 1:16 remaining. It's a 35-30. I'm 35-28. Where did that one come from? Malcolm with it. Deflected as Malta Bardia. Foul is called. Foul is on Jada Geary, her first. Team foul number four. Timeout called by Independent. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Well, the iPad says 35-28. Brett Stewart's going to check on the score. The iPad says 35-28, which is what I have. Should be 35-28. Brett Stewart's going to still check. I have 35-28 as well. Now they're going to go to the scorer. You have a PA announcer, which is the Wichita State men's basketball PA announcer, who knows the great Blake Cripps. You got a scoreboard operator and a... Well, this is a five-point game. 35-30. Well, I have 35-28 in the iPad. So where did they get 2 points from? Because they mysteriously put up 2 points. Should be a seven-point game. 35-31, or a minute remaining at 58.8. All right, we're going to go with the score. 35-30 is our score. Five-point game. 58.8 remaining. Malcolm at the free throw line. Malcolm, crazy shot. No. Rebound, Macy. Another rebound for Macy. One away from a double-double. Here comes Emporia High. Macy Davis with it. Far side full court. Macy, a right-handed throw with 42 seconds remaining. Macy. I'm going to have to check the book to see who scored 2 points. Bailey Wiltz at the top of the key. 32 seconds. They're going to try to play the foul game. Macy Davis with it. They're going to try to foul. 25 seconds. Emporia High still playing keep away with 22. Jade Aguirre with it. Jade got fouled with 18.6. And that is the 15th foul on Independent. Del Miro with a foul. That is her first, team foul number five. And Jade Aguirre will go to the free throw line here. The first one coming up for Jade is too hard. Still a five-point game. With 18.6, Jade coming in was at 50%. Jade looking to try to extend this to six. Second one. In. Well, did they say a lane violation? Well, they said lane violation, everybody. So Jade gets a second, and she got the first one to go. One more for Aguirre to make it seven. In and out. Rebound Del Miro. Six-point game, 36-30. 15 seconds remaining. Malcolm right wing, a three to cut it in half. No. Rebound Del Miro, put back. No. Rebound Davis. Double-double. For Macy, 6.4. And Macy Davis, 25-10. Malpardia with a foul, her third. And Davis with a double-double, 25 and 10. First one too hard for Mason. Remains a six-point game on the board.
Timeout independent.
Let's get a 30 in. 6.4 remaining in this ball game. Emporia High leads 36-30. We're back in 30. This is Lady Spartan basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Goods Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember to get it at Goods. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longbineauto.com. And Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
KVOE, live and local.
36-30, Emporia High, 6.4 remaining. I'm going to have to figure out in a moment about the additional 2 points that was put on the board. Macy Davis to the line for one more. 25 and 10 for the freshman. Emporia High clears the lane. Four Panthers in the lane. Macy Davis has scored 14 here in the second half. Second one missing. Malcolm rebound. Malcolm with three. Malcolm across the timeline. Heaves it for two, and it's in. But they count it as a two. 36-32, Emporia High. First win of the season. Lady Spartans have done it here on the road, and the Lady Spartans love it. 36-32, Emporia High wins it. First career win for Taylor Scott. They win it here on the road, 36-32. Here on the road. So they are now 1-7 on the season. Independent has lost their sixth in a row as they drop to 1-8. Let's take a break. The Champions Landing postgame show is coming up. Lady Spartans win it 36-32 over Wichita Independent. We're back with the Champions Landing postgame show in a moment. This is Lady Spartan basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans. Shoal Roofing, serving the Emporia area with roofing and gutters. Contact Shoal Roofing at 620-591-2907, online at shoalroofing.com. Shelter Insurance, for home, auto, life, or business insurance. See Shelter Insurance agent Kelly Madrano at 722 West 6th Avenue. And by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck, Spartans.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, proudly serving the Lyon County area since 1928. By Champions Landing, Emporia's best place to socialize. Enjoy Champs Bar and Grill, Champs Coffee Shop, and a host of amenities. Champions Landing, where everyone is welcome. And by Napa, your reliable auto parts store here in Emporia since 1944. Stop by your locally owned Napa store and keep things running. 810 Industrial Road.
This is Emporia High Spartan Sports. It's time for the Champions Landing postgame show. Champions Landing, Emporia's best place to socialize. Enjoy Champs Bar and Grill, Champs Coffee Shop, and a host of amenities. Champions Landing, where everyone is welcome. Once again, here's Dylan Sherwood.
Bo Welch just tweeted out that the final score was 36-30. Well, that is not the case. Should be 36-32 because the Malcolm made a shot from the top of the key for 17. But 36-32 is our final score. Emporia High wins it here on the road with studio engineer Connie Osorio. I'm Dylan Sherwood. Well, the black and red came on the road and did some good things as they win it here tonight, 36-32 here at Independent. I'll tell you what, I need to figure out who had the additional points. Well, in my book, I have 36-30. So, and they took the score off. So I'm going to, all right, I'll tell you what, Connie, I want you to give me a little break, a little more of a break than we have. So, Connie, go ahead and give me a 2 minute or give me a 3 minute break. When we come back, I'm going to figure out the stats because it was 36-32 was the final, and then they cleared it off the board. So 36-32, Emporia High wins it here on the road. They have their first win of the season here with another game to play here on Friday night at with Hayden. We'll come back with more of the Champions Landing post-game show coming up. 36-32, Emporia High. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services Agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And Mark II Lumber. Find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Flint Hills Mall, a convenient option for your new or growing retail business. To learn more about becoming a mall tenant, visit flinthillsmall.com. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop, online at thurstonsplusautobody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Sports Connection, 2721 West 15th, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, and best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive at 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And the Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by John North Ford Lincoln and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. By Bruff Sports Bar and Grill. Feed your hunger, quench your thirst at family-friendly Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18. And by the RV Dock, 618 Industrial. Repairs for your RV for over 25 years. The RV Dock.
KVOE, live and local.
36-32, Emporia High wins over Wichita Independent. 1-7 on the season. First win for the Black and Red here this season. And I did go to the score, and our final score, again, 36-32. So Bo Welch, if he's listening, the graphic that he tweeted out was 36-30, which is what I had in the iPad. But, again, there was kind of a mystery shot that came up. And so 36-32 is our final, once again, from Wichita Independent. And Taylor Scott is going to be out here. I didn't get the coach. So we're going to talk to the coach. Let's talk with the coach. Usually we wouldn't usually do stats and play and player of the game before we talk to coach. And coach, you lead from wire to wire tonight. That had to feel good. And, you know, it just seemed like your team had a sense of urgency every time Independent got it to within 3 or 4 points.
Yeah, that was obviously, that's been a key our whole season so far has been our sense of urgency. And I thought tonight they went out and they continued that from buzzer to buzzer.
I'll tell you what, first quarter was huge. Start 10-0 and 14-3. So, I mean, you did outscored the rest of the way, 29 to, let's see, 14 and 8. That's 22.
There you go.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you got to like the way your team played here tonight. And, you know, they had the energy. It was kind of off and on. But, again, you matched them every time.
Yeah, it was nice. And, you know, we had a lot of girls step up. We had to make some adjustments on the fly. And, obviously, we have a team that's not got a whole lot of varsity experience. So, for them to be able to make adjustments on the fly and be able to do that in a game setting, it was really nice for them to be able to do that.
I'll tell you what. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to keep you here real quick. So, let's do game stats so Coach can hear them. So our game stats are brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. Go over to independent stats first. Marissa Malcolm, a double-double for her, 17 points and 14 rebounds, as well as also scoring for independent here tonight. Let's see. And they had five each. Kaylee Self, Mal Partidia with five. So I went to the book while we were in that last break that we had, and because it was a 7-point game, then became five, and they put 2 points on the board, and everyone was checking on that. So she had two more points that they apparently missed on the scoreboard. Chelsea Del Miro with five. Coach, she was 1 of 13 from the field, and that was all the scoring, as you held them to 27% shooting, 11 of 41, 2 of 9 from three. They go 8 of 17 from the free throw line for 47%, 35 rebounds. Malcolm with 14 to lead the way. You forced them into 18 turnovers. For Emporia High, and I'll bring up this special freshman you have. Actually, two really did some good things here tonight. Macy Davis leads the way with 25 points on 11 of 18 shooting. She also grabs 10 rebounds on the night. Only player in double figures. Bailey Wiltz with 5. Jada Geary with 4. One each, Sydney Beheimer. But Sydney Beheimer, one of the smallest on the floor, grabs 12 rebounds, 7 on the offensive glass.
Good for Sydney.
Macy Davis had 7 offensive rebounds as well. You guys shoot 14 of 46 from the field for 30%. You were 2 of 14 from 3, 14%. Free throw line, 6 of 16, 38%. So you don't get out rebounded tonight. You got 35 rebounds as well, and you had 16 turnovers. So your thoughts on that?
Well, we got some improvements there in those stat lines. That's nice. You know, we had a lot of kids step up tonight, and some of that didn't show in the stat lines. Some of it was just our defensive effort and our defensive energy. You know, we had two girls face guarding there at the end with Sydney and Bailey, and it's really not easy to face guard and then, you know, give everything you got on the offensive end too. So some of that stuff doesn't show up in the stat lines, but some of that dirty work that done by Sydney and Bailey was pretty big as well.
Our game stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. Let's talk about Macy Davis. Wow. Scores 11 points in the first half, goes for 14 in the second half, and I'll tell you what, she had 6 straight, and that kind of just sparked you guys in the second half.
Yeah, I'm so happy for that kid. You know, she puts in a lot of work in the offseason as well. I know we talked about Jada Geary, you know, the other night getting 8 against Rural, but Macy's another kid that puts in so much work in the offseason. And not only that, but that's a kid that stays after and shoots every single day. And, you know, it's really nice for her to see that hard work paying off in the game.
Well, and, of course, Sydney Beheimer, what an energizer bunny she is. And just seeing her go up for the rebound and get off the glass that she did. She did some really good things tonight.
We had so many contributions from so many kids, you know. Liz gets in there and has an excellent high-low pass to Macy. Bailey has a heck of a block out at the end of the game against one of their best players and gets a huge board for us. Ryan had excellent help defense in that second half because, oh my gosh, our help was awful in that first half. So she really stepped up that second half. We just had so many things from so many kids, so many different contributions that helped pull this one out.
Coach, now you can go back to the drawing board because you have a big one again Friday night at home against Hayden, makeup game from January 7th. So got to feel a little confidence. And I tell you what, Coach, I'm going to ask you this question again. What does it mean for this team to get a win
Oh, it's so big for these girls. You know, we talked the other day about it's hard to come to practice every single day, you know, even when you're 7-0. But, you know, 0-7 going into this, it's hard to show up every single day and give it everything you've got. And these girls have been doing that. And, you know, there's a lot of girls in our high school that aren't out here doing that. And so just the effort that they give doesn't go unnoticed by me and my coaching staff and hopefully the community as well. So it's really great for them to get that win just so they have that little boost of confidence.
Coach, I will let you go. Hey, you were in two good games in December. So close those times. How about a third time a charm?
Yeah, seriously, third time's a charm. Thank goodness.
Yes, well, Coach, congratulations on your first career win. Many more to come, hopefully.
Thanks, Dylan.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to have you on Sports Talk on Saturday since we won't be carrying the game on Friday night, because it's most likely going to be the boys playing at about the same time that you guys do.
Yeah, sounds good.
So I'll keep you updated. Coach, have a good couple days of practice. Good luck on Friday against Hayden.
Thanks, Dylan. Appreciate it.
That's Emporia High Lady Spartan Coach Taylor Scott joining me here in postgame. Lady Spartans win it again, 36-32. Let's take another break. When we come back, play of the game, player of the game. We'll get you some scores and wrap things up here from Wichita Independent. Lady Spartans win it 36-32 over Independent. We're back with more of the Champions Landing postgame show when we come back. This is Emporia High Basketball.
Come relax in Emporia's coffee shop with a view, Champs Coffee Shop. This is Jeremy Rusko, owner of Champions Landing. We've got some of the best brews in town, from our rich espresso to our creamy lattes. Bottomless drip coffee is just $3. Cold brews and teas are also on the menu. For a light breakfast, we have a variety of freshly baked pastries in addition to our protein-packed breakfast sandwiches or burritos. Open at 7 a.m. every day. Come visit us at Champs Coffee Shop at Champions Landing, Emporia's best place to socialize, where everyone is welcome.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Country Mart at 1020 Merchant. From their fresh meat cut and wrapped on-site to fresh produce, deli, and bakery. Get in, get out, and get on with your day. The Emporia Public School System, they build futures. And Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th Avenue in Emporia, next to the water tower.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle.
KVOE, live and local.
Back in Wichita, Emporia High wins at 36-32 over Wichita Independent to pick up their first win of the season. First career win for Coach Taylor Scott as well. Since we did stats already, let's jump into our play of the game, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Kelly Madrano at 722 West 6th. And we're going to have to go maybe back at the beginning of the second half for this one. So when Independent had made it a four-point game, Macy Davis hit this shot just over 4 minutes of play in the first, or in the third quarter. Macy scored six straight points. It was a part of a 6-2 run. But Macy Davis's shot to put Emporia High back up six at 23-17 about midway through the third quarter. That's our play of the game, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Callie Madrano, 722 West 6th in Emporia. It's time now for our player of the game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso, a Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. I'll pick our player of the game next after this 30-second break from Toso Family Eye Care. 36-32, Emporia High wins it over Wichita Independent. You're listening to Emporia High Basketball.
Toso Family Eye Care is expanding their office to better serve their patients. It's a large project that will double their size with new exam and diagnostic rooms, along with additional optical space. It's a little cramped now, but they're still providing the best in eye care services. Dr. Caitlin Toso and her staff ask that you bear with them through the mess and loud noises over the next few months. It's a new year and soon to be a new look at Toso Family Eye Care, downtown Emporia.
and our Toso Family Eye Care Player of the Game honors. I hope she can hear this because she's not that far away from me. She's gotten this honor a couple times here this season, but what a night for Macy Davis. 25 points, 11 rebounds, goes for 11 in the first half, 14 in the second half. Macy Davis is our Player of the Game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. That's a special performance from Macy Davis that she's going to remember for quite a while. 25 points, her first career 20-point game at the varsity level. Some of the parents want fan of the game. I wish we had something like that, but that's not the case. So let's take our final break, and when we come back, give you some scores, and we'll preview what's up next for us across the KVOE network of stations. Emporia High wins it over Wichita Independent, 36-32. Back one final time in a moment. You're listening to Emporia High Basketball.
Hi, this is Jeremy Rusko, owner of Champions Landing. Are you looking for a new place to go to lunch or dinner? Maybe for a business lunch or a nice evening out? Try Champs Bar and Grill at Champions Landing. We've got a great menu featuring salads, burgers, sandwiches, and more. Look us up on Facebook for daily specials. We're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the week with a new weekend brunch menu starting at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday in Champs Bar and Grill. Champions Landing, Emporia's best place to socialize, where everyone is welcome.
This has been the Champions Landing postgame show. Champions Landing, Emporia's best place to socialize. Enjoy Champs Bar and Grill, Champs Coffee Shop, and a host of amenities. Final comments are next. This is Emporia High Spartan Sports.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pete Euler. For great service and great rates, see State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. By Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197. And by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities.
KVOE, live and local.
Back one final time from Wichita Independent. Emporia High wins at 36-32. They've improved to 1-7 on the season. Wichita Independent falls to 1-8. Some scores for you real quickly. So we're going to try to wrap things up and get out of here and head back to Emporia. On our area game of the week at last check, girls score, Hartford was leading Madison 33-32. Final from Lebo, as Patrick Gardner's Lady Wolves, ranked 2-1A Division II, defeat Meredithine Valley tonight 63-41, and in that game, Sage Hadley dropped 29 for the Lady Wolves. Other scores that we have for you real quick, as I mentioned, the Osage City Boys defeating Chase County this afternoon 49-41, and it was Care Paravel, or actually it was Mission Valley over Care Paravel 50-48, and this just coming down from the Flint Hill Shootout between Council Grove and Linden. Looked like Linden won tonight, or Council Grove defeating Linden tonight 45-20. So that is some of the scores we have for you here at the moment. Well, the Lady Spartans will go to work. They play Friday night against Hayden, makeup game from January 7th. And due to our coverage of the boys in El Dorado, probably we'll be overlapping our coverage for the boys, but we'll talk about what's next for the boys. We'll turn our attention to the boys as they will be in the Blue Sim Classic coming up Thursday night. We're going to make a trip down the turnpike again. Three more down the turnpike this week. As Emporia High, the boys. Well, are they telling me to hurry up? Well, so the boys will play again on Thursday against Wichita Trinity. Wichita Trinity, Emporia High played back on December 13th, and they won 55-26. So the RV Doc pregame show begins at 7:30 with tip-off set for 7:45 as they'll play the winner of Cape and Mount Carmel and El Dorado. So So we'll have that game for you here on KVOE. Friday night will be at 6 if the Spartans take care of business. And if they follow the Trinity on Thursday night, they'll play at 2:30 on Saturday or Friday, and then we'll go from there. So Flint Hills League shootout coverage coming up tomorrow, 6 and 7:30, and then we'll have a lot of basketball. You can go to kvoe.com/calendar for the updated calendar. Special thanks to Connie Osorio back at the KVOE studios. I want to thank all of our sponsors for our broadcast, and one more thanks to John North Ford providing transportation down here to Wichita. If you're in the market for a new used car, truck, or SUV, see the staff at John North Ford. Great deal better on West Highway 50. I'm Dylan Sherwood. Thanks for tuning in to Emporia High Lady Spartan Basketball here on 14 KVOE AM and 96.9 FM. Bidding you a good evening from the Independent High School in Wichita. Emporia High wins at 36-32 over Independent. You've been listening to Emporia High Basketball on KVOE.
You've been listening to Emporia High Spartan Sports. Spartan Sports have been brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia, RV Doc, Longbine Auto Plaza, Champions Landing, Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Gwen Longbine of REMAX Eck Real Estate, Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, Jeff and Bree Williams of REMAX Eck Real Estate, Shelter Insurance Agent Callie Medrano, and by the members of the Spartan Booster Club. The proceeding has been a production of Emporia's radio stations. All rights reserved.